أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me, brother Yasir Ibrahim. First and foremost, there are many things we should mention, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as, accept our efforts in the nights of Qadr. We are in that period of the nights of Qadr. Some of us may have had it yesterday, some of us may have it tomorrow, some of us may have it tonight. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, to give us the ability to do so. The second thing also, these are the nights of great sadness, the nights of great grief. These are the nights where the Imam alayhi salam, the most, or the awal madhulum, the first of the oppressed, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, was struck, was sick, was in pain. He was surrounded by his family members. And these are the days where the heavens and the earth and everything that was created mourns the great loss of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So we are in a very prime time, my dear brothers and sisters. And it's up to us to make the best of these moments. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to clasp onto the sleeves and onto the, you know, the dishdasha, as they say in first, the daman, the lowest part of the clothing of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And that he will take us, insha'Allah, to the benefit of these nights, beyond this night and beyond this year and beyond the Shah Ramadan, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the light of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that we are those who are the true fasters of the blessed month of Ramadan, and we are the true followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So with all of that aside, another important thing to note is that the night of Qadr is a night of the Holy Qur'an. It is a night when the Qur'an was revealed in its entirety to the heart of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is a new translation of the Qur'an. It is titled, The Qur'an, A New English Translation. And we will speak more about this book in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. So the book that we have introduced to our dear listeners in this time frame within the blessed nights of Qadr is titled The Qur'an, A New English Translation. Now there are certain things I would just like to mention here from the onset, is that one of the things that is important for all of us to understand is that when a person translates a divine scripture, whatever that scripture may be, but especially the Qur'an al-Majid, the glorious Qur'an, it is important to know that that translation is not the Qur'an al-Majid. It is an interpretation of the translator of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into another language. This is for all translations, into any language, right? So it is also important to understand that the meanings that are derived from the particular verses of the Qur'an al-Majid are the interpretation of the author and of the translator in this regard. Therefore, we see there are many different translations of the Qur'an al-Majid. Obviously, we know some of the most famous ones are from Pikhtal and Abri, Yusuf Ali. Listen, not to say they are good or bad, this is not my intention, these are just names of certain translations. Then maybe inshallah one day we can also introduce them to our dear listeners. Muhammad Asad has a translation of the Qur'an al-Majid, and there are always new translations coming up. Always the one that is the most famous one that within the Shi'i world at least is the one by Sayyid Ali Kulli Qurai. which is a very good translation, a very good rendition of the Arabic into English. Obviously, that was done by a team of translators under the guidance of Sayyid Qoli Qarai. So this translation was done by Brother Behru Farutan. What he aimed to do was to kind of make it easier to understand in English. The first edition of this was published in 2020. It was published by Asar-e-Sabz publication, which is based in Tehran, in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So obviously, as I mentioned, it is just a translation of the Quran al-Majid. There are certain individuals here who edited it, some of them from within Iran and outside of Iran. But what is important is it was an effort to try and take the Quran to a larger audience, which is something commendable. Before we end the segment, let us hear a little bit about this translation from the translator himself, Brother Behruz Farutan.
In the name of God, this translation, the Holy Quran, a new English translation, is a clear and careful translation of the Quran, which I translated in 8 years, and we studied 14 translations of the Quran in order to help us to do so. Our translation has been translated in plain English from the Arabic text of the Holy Quran, and 4 factors have been considered. A. The goal of the translation. B. Language of the Quran. C. Fidelity to the source and target language. And D. Reader. Clearly, since not everyone knows or can learn Arabic, the conveying of the messages and the meaning of the verses has a key role in its translation. Otherwise, how can we take heed or ponder on a text we do not understand? Faithfulness to the source text requires faithfulness to the target language. Using the same structures and phrases of the source text in the target language will not work, making the translation ambiguous and sometimes wrong. This is why some part of the translations of the Quran are not understandable. Thank you for your time.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners was titled The Glorious Quran, A New English Translation. So it is a new translation of the Quran al-Majid done by Brother Behruz Farutan. It was published in the year 2020 and was published in Tehran by the publishing house, which we mentioned in our previous segment. So as this is a night of Qadr, we would like to obviously read the English translation of Surah Qadr. And obviously, hopefully we can understand and see how much this differs from the other translation. Okay, that is a discussion in itself. So one of the things about this particular translation, or this particular file that I have, is that it does not contain the Arabic. However, the original book itself may contain the Arabic. I don't know. Can't remember. So Surah 97, Qadr, Al-Qadr. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Indeed, we sent it down on the night of Al-Qadr. And how do you know what the night of Al-Qadr is? The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend on it with the permission of their Lord, with every command. It is the night of peace until the break of dawn. So obviously this is the normal translation that we have of Surah Qadr itself. Obviously, there's a lot to explain in the surah itself but that the translation doesn't do justice of. That is Surah Al-Qadr itself. We read one more surah for the benefit of this blessed night of Qadr and for the blessed of the Quran al-Majid. For example, Surah 99, the earthquake, Surah Zalzala. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, when earth will violently quake when it shakes, and the earth will eject its burdens, and the human will say, what is wrong with it? The earth will relate its news that day, because your Lord has inspired it to do so. That day the people will return in various groups to the divine court in order to be shown the consequences of their deeds. Therefore, whoever performs even a tiny particle of a good deed, he will see its fruits. And whoever perpetrates a tiny particle of an evil deed, he will see its consequences too. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these nights, He makes us of those who are the people of the Quran al-Majid, to make us learn it, to recite it, and most importantly, be of those who impart it and implement it in our lives, inshaAllah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bookshelf on Iran Radio with Sheikh Yasir, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom. Thank you.